Our group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services. Plus, we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A bit of news, it's not terribly surprising, at least to me, but it is news, and it is that Power to Parent, a parent-based activist group relative to education and your kids, Power to Parent has endorsed Joe Lombardo for governor, and that is a major endorsement from a parents activist group. I think it's great news for the Sheriff Joe campaign. The other good piece of news was the Emerson College report that showed that Sheriff Joe is dead even, 40-40 with Sisolak. Sisolak has spent a gazillion dollars on ads of him squeezing, the produce and saying, "I can't do anything as governor." Well, you're the governor. Figure it out. You know, talking about inflation. The fact is, there is something he can do, and he should have been doing over the last couple of years. It has been an embarrassment. I mean, this has been not a crisis of confidence. It's been a crisis of competence on the part of this governor. I have no beef with Steve Sisolak. I just think he's overmatched as governor. And we need a new governor, period. End of sentence. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from John Tsourpalas. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, a really outstanding think tank. But they are very much out there in the community, and I love these people. They are really good. John Tsourpalas, the president of NPRI, coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 231, several crashes on area roadways working right now. Westbound Sunset, that's at Las Vegas Boulevard. Westbound 215, that one is past Warm Springs there on the right shoulder. Westbound Flamingo at Jones, a fender bender there on the west side of town. Watch for an incident, Interstate 15 southbound, that's past Spring Mountain. And do expect some reduced speeds. In fact, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, both directions. It seems to be slower on the south side than the north side, but between Sahara and Tropicana, do give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the resort corridor of the 15.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. College football coming up on Saturday. UNLV home this weekend at Allegiant Stadium. They'll take on North Texas. The Rebels are 1-1 after losing to the Cal Bears. The Mean Green are 2-1 on the season. NFL, the Raiders back in action Sunday hosting the Arizona Cardinals. It's the home opener for the Raiders, who are coming off a week one loss to the Chargers. Cardinals, they lost their opener at home to Kansas City. The Raiders did get two touchdown passes in that loss from Derek Carr. 10 receptions and a score from Devontae Adams. Thursday night football tonight, Kansas City hosting the Chargers at Arrowhead Stadium. Major League Baseball, the L.A. Dodgers are in San Francisco tonight, beginning a four-game series with the Giants. The Dodgers lost Wednesday to Arizona 5-3, snapping a four-game win streak. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do. I'm serious. Right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Sam Peters for Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fifty-four days from an election, believe it or not. And one of the things we're doing is talking with area leaders about what is at stake on November 8th. And don't forget, early voting begins on October 22nd, rather. The election day is November 8th. I had a chance to visit earlier today with John Sarpalis. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. He is, like me, very concerned about our educational system, where we are down around the bottom in just about every category. And John Sarpalis, I don't know, he walked into the studio today and he was fired up about education. And I asked him, is it all about having to change leadership? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, you know, you hit on what, you know, why aren't parents out hopping mad protesting? But here's something simple that I don't care how busy of a parent you are, you've got time for, and might really work in our favor. They're about to mail every parent in this state a ballot. They just need to sit down and vote the bums out. They need to look, do some simple Googling around and some research, who stands for what, and come to understand who's running for their school board, who's running for their legislature. And fill out the mail-in ballot and mail it back. And let's start there. You can do a protest with your vote. And if they get enough of them back, then there'll be some change. But it's going to take a lot to get there. I mean, the problem is the legislature right now is captured by one side, and the unions, by the teachers' union. They're beholden to them. That's who gets out their vote. That's who gives them money. That needs to change. But it can bring about change. So that's part of it. But at some point, there's going to have to be much more activism and protesting if we're going to get this moved.
I agree with you completely.
It's frustrating.
Let me throw something out there. We are 54 days away from a midterm election. Are you surprised by, and again, I don't know who Emerson College is, but the Emerson College polling that shows that both the Senate race in Nevada and the governor's race are a dead heat. I mean, the sheriff's race is 40-40. Mm-hmm. Are you, first of all, do you question the validity of Emerson College? I see their polls out. They do state-by-state stuff.
I don't have, I'm not looking into the quality of their work, but I don't doubt that we're in a dead heat or that it's very close. So we don't do candidates and parties at Nevada Policy. It's against our charter and who we are as a not-for-profit. But we do issues and organization. And the problem you've got in this state is, as we do across the country, is you've got a lopsided one-party media along with a whole lot of other institutions, including the unions, that support one party and work very hard and funnel a lot of money to that group. And there's no other side for balance. There is not a lot of reporting. I mean, thank God for talk radio and your show to get some other diversity of opinion. But there's not enough talking people reminding people of that we were completely shut down, that we were put out of work, that a lot of us were not necessary during the pandemic. Remind people that they wanted you to get vaccinated and almost mandated, and in some cases mandated it. People have short memories, and they've forgotten that. And have they forgotten how good the economy was 3 years ago and the price of gasoline? Because they have, but there's not enough people, media, driving that here. And so the word doesn't get out, and people don't think about it enough. And we just lack, the conservative, limited government movement, lack organization. We lack funding of those organizations. And that's part of the reason this isn't a blowout for those people that are standing up. But then I also think it's just been bad messaging. None of these candidates are clearly defining the security issue. I mean, it's back the blue. We need police. No one's clearly defining the border issue. No one's clearly defining the affordability issue. I mean, housing's gone up. Gas is up. I've ranted about this in the last segment here. Everything is more expensive for the average, for everybody. And for the average person, this is taking a toll. And no one's, I think your candidate's clearly breaking it down to into simpler bites like, I know your housing, oh, I shouldn't say that. Sisolak had a decent act about that, didn't he, recently? Basically saying he gets it, there's nothing he can do about it. Well, heck yes, there is. He's the governor. But anyway, I'm off and I want to go back to school.
Well, let me just ask you, because one of the interesting ballot initiatives that we have talked about over the months is the ballot initiative to split up CCSD. And there are people that honestly believe that breaking down the fifth largest school district in the country into smaller bites might be the answer. The Community Schools Initiative was out collecting signatures. Can you give us an update on where they are? Because I happen to believe that might be an answer, not the answer, but an answer to the problem.
It's an answer for one portion of our population. So basically being driven by out of Henderson, by someone on the Henderson board, circulating petitions to break up, Clark County School District, but I think it's going to have to be a statewide referendum to break up our school districts. And here's the problem. You're still going to have bureaucracies, small ones, and they might be more attentive locally because they're smaller. They'll be closer to parents, closer to the communities. But they'll still have union teachers who have their own agenda. You'll still have the bureaucrats that have their own agenda. And you still have not fixed the accountability at all. Will they somehow then put in merit pay in that district when they've got to deal with the teachers' union? No way. It's the accountability piece that's missing. Let's push for accountability. Let's pass legislation where teachers are judged on test scores or something. It doesn't have to be that. It has to be something that's going to predict future outcomes for kids and also what the kids have learned. There's ways to do that. There's testing. It doesn't have to be branded as racist. Come up with tests for different ethnic groups if that's what you want, but let's have some kind of testing and merit pay.
One of the things that I think is a major challenge for this district, and it turns out it's that way all over the country, and that is the teacher shortage. NPRI in an op-ed came up with, I think, at least a solution to the teacher shortage, and that involves removing the barriers to getting teachers into the district. Can you talk a little bit about what the challenges are and what the solution might be?
Yes. We do have a teacher shortage. Frustrating that you don't hear about it for the first day of school. Why aren't they talking about it in June so it's solved by August? But anyway, that's what else is new from the bureaucracy. You don't hear about anything until it's last minute or too late. Yes, we have a very real shortage of teachers. Well, one of the reasons we have a shortage of teachers is good teachers leave. They're frustrated. What do we do to reward them? Why pay them more? Why can't we have different pay systems to reward and keep teachers? I think it's great that we're offering bonuses for new hires. But it's also about licensing. We've got to loosen up who can become a teacher. It doesn't require a four-year degree, and I understand there's some other routes to go. There's some classes you can take, et cetera, and get accreditation even if you've not been a teacher before, you didn't go to college and you didn't get a teaching degree. But all of that needs to be loosened and looked at. And the problem is we're dealing with a large school district. Again, smaller districts are able to handle that better. But the state laws have to change and you have to give them the authority to do that.
There you go. John Sarpalis, the president of NPRI. We've been involved with them, I guess, for the last 10 or 11 years, and they are amazing, amazing people. And they come up with not just the problems, but they come up with the solution to problems in our community. That's why I love them so much. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest-growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential-level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-Shot for women, and the world-famous P-Shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500 absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to lvamedspa.com. That's lvamedspa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timo sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timo sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So just how bad is it out there? We see all over the place that we are a divided nation, but it's gotten to the point where it's getting ugly. It's getting to the point where the rhetoric is scary. Is it to the point of a civil war? I don't know. I've heard more than a few people in the last 6 weeks talk about civil war. And is that the direction we're headed? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story of one Ohio congressman who's vying for a U.S. Senate seat and has taken rhetoric to a whole new level. He is Tim Ryan. And gentlemen, Jim, what'd you find out about him?
Well, first of all, he votes with President Biden about 95% of the time. So he has definitely bought into the leftist agenda. And basically, on an interview on the Morning Joe, some people call him the Morning Schmo, but that's a whole other set of issues there on MSNBC. he basically said that we need to confront and kill the MAGA movement. And basically what he's saying, and again, he's from Ohio. Ohio went for Donald Trump in 2016 and in 2020. So, and by the way, there were over 2.8 million Obama voters who voted for Trump in the 2020 election in the state of Ohio. And that's why Trump sailed through Ohio and won with no problem. They couldn't steal that one. In any event, Tim Ryan is, like you say, he has really, really stepped up here, and the rhetoric is getting very dangerous. But the people of Ohio, I think they're plugged in. They know what's going on, and it's a flat-out war. I think that Republicans would much rather work with the old-time liberals than the new-time leftists. And I think it's the same. Maybe if we were 100 miles away and we took a step back and we looked at this side and that side, I would think that the extreme right might be running the Republican Party, the extreme left is running the Democrat Party, and the middle, the rhinos and the liberals, are basically, they're losing their political power. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, you're right. You're right. I call it the chewy middle, kind of like the candy bar. That's what we're faced with. The question is, and this is what, in fact, if you saw in the Emerson College polling on Nevada, that in both the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race, that there is like 11 or 12% undecided. That to me is the chewy middle. The question is, which way are they going to go? Are they going to go for Adam Laxalt or Catherine Cortez Masto or Sisolak or Sheriff Joe? And in the congressional races, I think it might be even more pronounced. How is that chewy middle going to vote? And we'll just have to wait and see. Stay where you are. I'm running way behind as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never